The rain hasn't been able to dampen the spirits of local music fans who have been enjoying the Roots North Music Festival today. Concerts are happening all weekend long at multiple venues around town. It is the first year back in person for the popular event after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. One of the organizers of the event, Amy Mangan, says there are plenty of new venues for this year's event. It would be difficult not to run into a concert this weekend while roaming around town, she quipped. We've started expanding beyond our downtown core this year, Mangan said. We are seeing places like Lot 88 on Memorial Avenue on board this year. The Aurelia Music Center at St. Paul's Center is also participating with some family programming. It's really cool to see. Despite being set back by the pandemic, Mangan says the event is on track when it comes to its increased size and popularity. The community is super excited about it just as we are, she said. We have lots of businesses who wanted to be a part of it in any way they could. Other businesses have asked how they can be a part of it in the future. We are actually already planning next year's festival. Based on the community feedback, Mangan says the festival was missed during the COVID-19 pandemic despite virtual formats. Just hearing live music after not hearing it for so long really sends chills up your spine, she said. People are so grateful for that experience. Mangan says there is nothing like live music in the way it can energize people and a community. This year, it seems as if there is a whole new appreciation for the festival, she said. It's been a little reminder as to why we do this, she said. We have realized how important it is for us as a community to gather together and share an experience that is positive, uplifting, and emotional. Aurelia's Keith Baker says he has attended the festival for 7 of the 8 years of its existence. He says there is nothing like being in an audience and being entertained by a live performer. I love the community of it, he said. I greatly enjoy discovering new local artists. Baker intends on spending the entirety of the weekend in front of the various stages around town. The highlight of his weekend so far was seeing Tara Lightfoot on Friday night, and he is most looking forward to seeing the Ronnie Douglas Band at Brewery Bay Food Company tonight. It's going to be a great weekend for music, he said. I'm really excited. Baker, 72, also loves touring Aurelia and supporting local businesses during the festival. Blues, old-school country, and folk singer-songwriter, Sam Johnston, performed this afternoon at Picnic. The atmosphere is great, Johnston said. This is a weekend of everyone downtown and excited to hear music. Johnston says she is most looking forward to being in the community and supporting other artists this weekend. The fact that this event is largely local and takes place at all different venues contributes to the atmosphere, she said. It brings in the component of supporting small businesses as well as local artists. Johnston says the festival is a good opportunity for all musicians to connect with each other and their fans. The 4-day festival concludes with a 4:30 p.m. Jamie Drake show at the Hog and Penny on Sunday. For a full schedule and show listings, click here.